from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, so on Tuesdays of the NFL season, and especially week one, and obviously it would be different if the Commanders were playing on Thursday or Friday, as the Chiefs-Ravens will on Thursday night and Packers-Eagles will on Friday, but they're, of course, playing Sunday at 4:25. You get the, again, still unofficial, because it usually is different than what the coaches have on a big, big, big board that I got to see once or twice under Mike Shanahan when I was actually allowed in the building and whatnot. And it was very different. It was interesting, and I was trying to side-eye it and compare it to the public depth chart and try not to get Mike mad that I was looking at his depth chart. But either way, I don't know how Dan Quinn operates. I'm sure it's very similar, right? The GM obviously has his, so on and so forth. But the Commanders issued their public depth chart, right? So I guess we're not going to call it the unofficial depth chart anymore, but we're going to call it the public depth chart for week one. And Doc, you brought up a very interesting point, one that I didn't think of. And I wanted to hit that right off the start. They list 11 starters on offense, including three receivers. Mm-hmm. And there is some controversy in that, which we're going to get to. But three receivers, but only one running back, okay? When you're in 11 personnel, you almost always aren't three receivers and two backs, right? So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. They list Brian Robinson as the one running back. Again, that makes sense. But they list not Jaden Daniels. They list three receivers, Terry McLaurin, Olamide Zaccheaus, and Luke McCaffrey as a starting receiver. Now, we'll get into McCaffrey versus De'Ami Brown a little bit later on, but that's what they list as their starters. But then you caught this, and I didn't even notice it. I was like, huh? But you pointed out something really intuitive. They list four defensive linemen: Cleveland Farrell, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Dorrance Armstrong. Three linebackers: Dante Fowler, who's really an edge, but they list him as an outside linebacker; Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. They list two safeties: Jeremy Chinn and Quan Martin. But then here's the wrinkle: they list three cornerbacks: Mikey Sanristil, Benjamin St. Juste, and Emmanuel Forbes. And you might be saying, what's wrong with that? They listed three receivers, so obviously they're kind of matching three corners. Teams play nickel personnel, three corners generally, 70-plus percent of the time. There's nothing to see here, Chris. But, Doc, you pointed out something that was interesting when you do the math on those numbers.
Well, there's always a message. That didn't happen accidentally.
Mm.
And when you have a guy that's struggling with his psyche, Emmanuel Forbes, in the other ones, he was a backup to St. Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're trying to build him up. And to me, I go, if you're that sensitive and that weak, it's too late. If you're concerned about where you're standing to the outside world, because within his clubhouse, he's respected. He knows they got his back. He's got their back. So why would you have to go to this? Now, you could say, well, no, PR did that. Bull malarkey. There's nothing, they're too sound, they're too smart over there. They're going to approve everything. They know exactly what's going to be put out to the public. And they didn't want him listed as a backup, in my opinion. And if it gets to be that shallow, then Houston, we got a major issue.
But it's not only And I think you're right. And if I remember correctly, the preseason depth charts again, which like Dan Quinn admitted, Sean DiBiase, you know, fills those out basically.
Sean ain't filling nothing out.
He might not be filling out the week one one.
Damn
is your
right.
Point.
The coach
without
didn't know
at least
about.
Dan
Thank
Quinn
you.
Or Adam Peters looking.
Because Sean's too smart for
right.
that. That's my point.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not just listing Emmanuel Forbes as a starter, which I'm personally fine with, whatever the reason, motivation, whatever, because he's been taking most of the one reps throughout training camp. Not all, but most. So I'm fine with that. But they listed, and you caught this as well, 12, because of this, they list 12 defensive starters.
Exactly.
Versus the 11 that they list for offense.
Right.
So it almost seems like, whether it's by design, whether it's by a confidence boost, whether it's by whatever it might be, motivation, hey, man, we've got your back. You know, look, we're putting you front and center. It almost seems like it's not done for no reason. Like it's done for a purpose. And it's not only anointing Emmanuel Forbes as a starter, fine. Mm-hmm. Again, he's been operating as a starter.
Yep.
But... And if I believe you are correct, I would have to go back and double check again on, I believe on all three of the preseason depth charts, he was listed with the twos. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. That was not how it was looking on the field and playing out on the field, but whatever. So they take the extra step of moving him to the starter, but then they also, to make it, I guess, a little bit more interesting, and I don't want to say awkward or weird or juicy, but they do it for a reason. They list, again, 12 defensive starters
right.
versus your 11 offensive starters right. that they also list. And on top of that, we all know this. You can't play 12 guys.
No.
Not 12 guys, no matter what your package is. Whatever your starting package is, whether it's a 4-2-5, whether it's a 4-3-4, whatever it is, Doc, whether it's a bare front, you're running five defensive linemen with two edge guys down and a hand in the dirt and two linebackers and four whatever it is, you can't start 12 guys. So I guess, and you caught this, so kudos to you. What I wonder is this a motivation kick in the ass type of thing? Or is this a,
well,
hey, son, you've done a good job
kind of thing? Look, everything they're doing is to build him up. It's rough being on the corner. They already took him. He can play. His techniques, he knows what he's got to do and where he's failed at. And if this works, then you go for it. But I just think that, I mean, why we keep parading the SEC, he's supposed to be battle-tested in the best conference in football, then show up and show out. If I got to patronize you by putting you in a damn internet deal and put you here, then I'm really concerned. Because that's just too mentally. Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
All right.
Nevertheless.
You know, maybe it's a big deal. Maybe it's not.
Whatever.
I'm sure everyone will denounce this as no big deal, nothing to see.
It may not be.
I thought it was interesting that you brought it up.
Bring it up to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I look for things to go, wait a minute, are we being played or are we placating someone that right now might be showing signs of weakness?
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. So I'm trying to, like, as you were kind of going through this, I wanted to take a look back, and I'm having trouble finding it right now because the way the Commanders do it via email is they, even when you click on the email that said this is the Jets game one preseason release, it takes you automatically to the current thing, which is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The old ones. I looked at them, and
so I've got to do a little more research, but I'm pretty sure Emmanuel Forbes was listed with
second
the twos
in
all three games.
He was.
So, to your point, this is kind of like, is it, and I wonder if this is something to see here or nothing at all or no big deal or just a thing that we would pay attention. I don't know. I will say this. Going against Mike Evans and going against Chris Godwin and going against their young receiver, is it Jalen McMillan? I think it's Jalen McMillan that they are really high on, and I'll have to double check that as well. I think this is going to be, Like, we talk about never overjudging things based on 1 week of it is Jalen McMillan. Mm. We talk about never overanalyzing things in week one of an NFL season, right? It's a long season.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true. You can struggle in week one and be really good by week 15 or even earlier than that. But, Doc, I find it fascinating that the outside corners on this team, and San Ristil is obviously a part of this too, even though he's not right now an outside corner, he's a slot corner. But the cornerbacks, but specific to the outside corners, immediately face a dog in Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And you want to talk an A.J. Brown-ish clone in terms of body type? Mike Evans is all of that. Yeah. And then some.
He's a pro's pro.
So right now, no matter how you list it, no matter how you diagram it, no matter how you draw it up, man, they better have an answer. Because we know this. You can play 60-plus snaps in a game as a corner, and you could have 58 good ones, Doc. But if you give up a touchdown and a 50-yard bomb to Mike Evans on two of them, that's all anybody's going to remember, especially if you're Emmanuel Fields.
Yeah, we got to negate the big play. You got to make them earn it. They want to run it. The Bucs want to. They want to do it the old-fashioned way, to chew up clock. But sometimes these depth charts mean very little. But I look at it and I go, well, they've had Brandon Coleman listed at left tackle, and he's been hurt the whole time over a guy who started there. Now, again, that's what I mean by mentally prepping you. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that a guy that hasn't practiced full tilt and won't, you're willing to put him out there untattered and not having gone against live bullets against maybe even his own people against Tampa's front? Okay, maybe you are. But what do you I feel most comfortable with? I trust Luke. I trust Lucas. I ain't got no problem with Luke starting, especially with five, the way he gets rid of the ball.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just want to make sure that the Rook is ready to go. If they say he is ready to go, then I'm silent as a church mouse. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you brought this up because I want to dive into this further. Good. Is this a motivational thing? Is this a we know what you don't know thing? Good. Is this a just a thing that we're listing? And it'll be different on Sunday.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.